This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Texas health officials report 1,397 new coronavirus cases and 11 additional deaths due to COVID-19, the illness caused by the virus. The Texas Department of State Health Services on Monday reported 739,743 coronavirus cases and 15,533 deaths. The true number of cases is likely higher, though, because many people haven't been tested and studies suggest people can be infected and not feel sick. The health department also estimated 67,570 active cases of the virus, including 3,201 current hospital patients. Health experts across the country are taking another look at how states report COVID-19. The policy lab at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia has been tracking the spread of COVID-19 on a county-by-county level. Dr. David Rubin is the director. He's concerned that Texas does not include the number of positive antigen tests with the more common nasal swab tests.
It can give you this false conclusion that the rates of infection are lower than they actually are in a county.
According to the Department of State Health Services, antigen tests are less sensitive than other COVID-19 tests and are more likely to result in a false negative. That's why Texas reports positive antigen tests as probable rather than confirmed cases and does not use those results to calculate positivity rates. Rubin thinks they should, though, to be transparent.
It's also just possible people don't understand the difference between these antigen tests and these PCR tests. That a test that is specific, that may not be as sensitive, a positive is still a positive.
Rubin says another potential issue is the state reporting backlogged cases alongside current numbers. That makes it harder for counties to track the spread of COVID-19. This is Red River Radio News.